voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Amazing, isn't it? We sometimes take it for granted. I know we are getting closer to Christmas season. Actually, it is already. Christmas is coming. And we talk about this account all the time. But sometimes we don't really pay attention to what's happening. Remember that I said that God was knocking at the door. Mary was there, and I believe that she was pregnant when she came to see Elizabeth. So she's at the door with Jesus, the Son of God. Imagine that you are at home, someone knocks at the door. When I was a child in Brazil, like not many houses had doorbells, so we had to clap. Or you had to say, "Is anybody home?" Sometimes they would say, "No," and that would be okay. But that was the way. And I think there in Judea, they didn't have doorbells either. So people would knock at the door or call. And then when Mary got there, she said, "Elizabeth, are you home?" And she said, "Yes." When Elizabeth came to open the door, I think she looked at Mary and she was like, "Wow." And Mary looked at her and she said, "Wow," because Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, so maybe she had a big bump. But Mary, she wasn't that far on her pregnancy. But I think when Elizabeth saw her, she said, "Girl, you look amazing. Look at the glow on your face. You look radiant. Are you pregnant?" And she was like, "Oh, how do you know that? I can see it in your face. You just look so pretty. And you know what? You know I'm pregnant. You can see that. And the baby inside my womb just leaped for joy." Just leaped for joy. And as we see there, on verse 41, when Mary got into the house, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a sense of joy here. We are talking about the joy of a life with God. When we see what's happening there, God himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, came into Elizabeth's house, and he brought joy. There was joy in the house. She could feel that. So Mary didn't have to say that she was pregnant. Elizabeth knew already. She said, "You are the mother of my Lord. You are the mother of my Lord." They have been waiting for ages for the Messiah to come. And when Mary came, she saw that her Lord was there. Amazing, isn't it? And what about you? I don't know how you're feeling today, how your heart is today. If it's full of joy or it's just happiness, or you're feeling a bit sad, maybe. As I said, it's Christmas season now. And I don't know how is Christmas for you and your family. Maybe it's not that exciting. Maybe you're missing a person that we really, really wished was beside you. Or maybe you don't have your family around you, and that's okay. Because the joy that we need comes from God. I've been living in Ireland for 10 years now, and out of 10 years, I spent just one Christmas with my family, my relatives. I'm here with my wife and now with my kids, but my family is in Brazil. 9 years without them. Do I miss them? Yes, absolutely do. I have friends here, and that's okay, but it is different. It is different, and I do miss them. However, my joy comes from God. When I have the presence of God, I rejoice. Is it easy all the time? No, it's hard. But joy is not based on circumstances or situations. It's based on knowing God. John the Baptist, he was a baby in Elizabeth's womb. Do you know what happened to him when he grew up? He became a prophet. He was a great guy. Kind of weird, though, I have to say. But yes, he was a great guy. Jesus even said, there is no one like John the Baptist. People would come to him and ask, hey, are you the Messiah? Are you the one that we are waiting for? And he would say, no, I'm not the one. But my cousin is, and he's coming. Be ready. And that was John the Baptist. And he died. He died because of his love for Christ. And I think he rejoiced for the reason he was dying, for Christ. So there is joy when we live with God. There is joy when we have a life with God. So welcome God, welcome Christ into your house. He will knock at the door, and what do you have to say? Come in. You open the door. Allow him to come in, okay? So stay there. I'm going to invite Esther to come. She has some announcements, and then you have another story. So here's our second and last part, and we'll be looking at a different passage now, also from the Gospel of Luke, but now Luke chapter 10. But before we read that, I'm going to give you some background. So Jesus was sharing his message with those around in the area. And then at some point, he sent his disciples to share his message as well. He sent 72 people, and two by two, they were spreading the good news about Jesus Christ, message of salvation. Then they came back to Jesus and said, Jesus, we are full of joy. It's great to share a message. Everyone's welcoming us. Even evil spirits, they just flee from us when we say your name. They were radiant. They were very excited. And then Martha, I think she was walking on the streets, and then she saw Jesus and said, hey, Jesus, would you like to come over for lunch? And Jesus said, yes, I will. I'll be there. And then she got back home. And now that's the story. I'm going to read now from Luke chapter 10, starting on verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha, she was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Here's the story. I'm sure you heard this message many times, or maybe it's your first time, and that's okay. So Martha was just walking, and then she saw Jesus and the disciples and said, Master, come to my house. I'm going to prepare something, some roasted food for you. And then Jesus knocked at the door. I wish I could see what was happening inside. Martha was like, ah, oh, no, the chicken. Oh, where's the, I don't know, the stuff. Where are the drinks? Water. He needs water. We need to wash his feet. Oh, run. She was telling instructions to everyone, and she was running. And then Jesus came in. He sat down, and he was talking to people. Her sister was there as well, Mary. It's not Mary, the mother of Jesus, okay? Boys and girls, it's a different Mary. they were not very creative with names at that time. So there was no Hafa or no. So Mary was a common name. It's a beautiful name, but when you read the Bible, we see many Marys and Marthas. And yeah, Mary was there, Martha's sister. And you know what she did? She was beside Jesus. She was at his feet, listening to what he was saying, carefully listening and learning from what he was saying. And Martha was like, what is she doing? We have loads of things to do. I have to confess that I think I would be like Martha. We are having some people for lunch this afternoon, and I can see myself like having the other guys there, and I'm there preparing stuff instead of talking to them. Danny and I, we tried to make everything, to leave everything ready yesterday, but yesterday was a busy day, and there's still some things to do. So, yeah, I think I would be doing stuff instead of enjoying the presence of the Lord. And what did he say? Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. And here's the amazing part. Or indeed, only one. So how many things are important here? Just one. Jesus was important there. Again, Christmas is coming. What's in your mind? What do you have in your mind? Shopping list, your gifts, wrapping stuff, getting time off work and rest, traveling maybe, going to other people's house and bringing stuff to them, or having people at home, having everything prepared. That's the way we live our lives today. We are always busy. And then when everyone is there at the table, we say, oh, let's pray. And then maybe, some people don't even do that, but maybe let's say grace. And then we remember Jesus. And then we talk, or maybe just mention his name when we say, in Jesus' name. We say, oh, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me the other stuff. And yes, in Jesus' name, amen. That's the only time his name is mentioned. But what is Jesus telling us here? Instead of being worried about many things, boys and girls, I was talking to the kids at Kids Club on Wednesday, and I asked them, whenever you go home, what's the first thing that you're going to do? I can see one of the kids smiling because he knows what he said. He said, I'm going to go to my Xbox. And that's fair. I don't have an Xbox, but if I had, no, I don't think I would have time to do that. But still, Xbox. The other one said TV or my dog. And believe it or not, someone even said homework. My mind just blew when I heard that. But yes, a little girl said, yes, I have to do my homework. But she was so excited. She was joyful by saying that. I was like, oh, there's something wrong, but that's it. And she said that. And that's okay, we have our priorities. And as Christmas comes, what's your priority? What's on top of your list? I'm gonna give you 10 seconds. Christmas is coming, not God. Christmas, no. Christmas is knocking at the door. What comes to your mind? What do you have to do? 10 seconds. Just think, and then I'm gonna ask. And please, be honest, okay? Be honest with me. I'm not here to judge you, but just think about it. Now, you can shout. Just say, what came up in your mind? You need to get the? Decoration down the attic. Yes. What else? Sorry? Shopping. Yes, shopping list. Yeah, many things to buy. What else? Wrapping present. You can come to the pavilions on next Friday at 4:30. Yes, yeah. We're going to be wrapping some presents there. And we need volunteers, okay? We need people to do that. Just a parenthesis here. Please let me know if you'd like to come to sing or to wrap presents. I was about to do my wrapping joke, but I won't. And what else? Yes, many things come to mind. Where is Jesus on your list? I won't ask these questions. Just keep this in your mind. Where is Jesus on your list? Just reflect on that. Are you spending more time thinking about shopping, getting the decoration, or thinking about the people that you have to invite, places that you have to go, or thinking about Jesus, that he came to this earth to be our Savior, and he is. And he is coming back. Do you think about that? Or not really? Remember, I'm not here to judge you, because I have to confess, I have my shopping list as well. I don't know what I'm gonna buy, but yes, I have things in my mind. Food and where we are going and what we're gonna do and the kids and all of that. We need to stop. It is hard to stop. And I have to say that 2 weeks ago, I was here on a Sunday, and when I got home, I felt so unwell. I don't remember last time that I was so unwell like that. I was in bed for 2 days. I have 2 small kids, so I couldn't stay in bed, but I was resting for 2 days. And if I had to say, I'm going to take 2 days to rest, I wouldn't do that. However, when I was sick, I had to do that. So I had time to rest when rest was the only option. So I had to do that to recover. Sometimes we think that we don't have time. Even kids, sometimes I'm talking to kids, and how are you doing? Oh, I'm busy. Busy with what? And yeah. We are busy all the time. That's one word that I try to remove from my vocabulary, busy. Because sometimes it is just a way for us to say that we are doing things and we don't find time. However, when situations come, we have to find time. The only option is to find time. This Christmas, today is the 4th of December. We have 21 days. Think about Christ. Try to put him, not just try, put him on top of your list of priorities. Know that he is coming. And don't spend time getting things ready, oh, the table, food, or dinner. These things are important, but he is way, way, way more important than all these things. He must be on top of your list. Be a Mary. Don't be a Martha. I don't know if there's any Martha here this morning. I'm sorry. But sit at Jesus' feet and listen to his message. How can we do that, boys and girls? We can read the Bible. The Bible is the word of God. It tells us stories about him. And we learn from it as we pray. This relationship with God is important. We sing songs. These things are important. So keep this as a priority in your mind, okay? And if you're here with your kids, your siblings, your spouses, help them. Help them. On a Monday morning, just say, let's read the psalm. Let's read the passage. Let's pray together. Let's reflect on Jesus, on what he did for us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for who you are. And please forgive us, Lord, when we don't put you on the top of our list. When we give attention to many, many other things. We want to get things ready and we forget about you. No matter our age, the younger ones, the older ones, mature Christians. We have our priorities and we are busy with so, so many things. Please forgive us, Lord. Help us to focus on you. Help us to spend not just the 25th of December, singing songs and singing carols and praying and mentioning your name, if so. Help us to spend the rest of our lives singing praises to you, reading your word, and enjoying your presence, Lord. I pray that our lives here will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that we will leave this place this morning, Lord, feeling a joy that maybe we've never experienced before. A joy that doesn't come from my words, but it comes from you, from your Holy Spirit. And I believe that, Lord. You know the hearts of everyone here this morning. You know where they are struggling. You know those who are suffering. And I pray that you will bring healing to their hearts, Lord. And help us as a family to walk together, Lord, to see those who are in need and help them. And also help us to be honest and say when we are not well. Because sometimes we are very comfortable by saying that things are good, that we are well, but sometimes we are not. Just help us to find time to talk to our brothers and sisters, to really care for them. Help us not to wait for situations when we have to go to a hospital or to a nursing home to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you. Please, Lord, just work in our hearts. Change our hearts. Soften our hearts here, Lord. And help us to make Christ the priority in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.